Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Las Vegas, famous, fabulous playground of the West. A wide-open town that never goes to sleep.
Vegas! Vegas, baby! Vegas!
You're either in or you're out. Right now.
My best mates are down to Las Vegas this weekend. I'm told it's incredible.
Vegas, here we go!
Pack your bags and get ready for a different kind of Vegas experience with someone who knows Vegas inside and out. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
Welcome to Las Vegas, Nevada. Today, you'll meet the longtime executive chef of one of the Strip's finest restaurants, Delmonico's, at the Venetian Hotel. Chef Ronnie Rainwater tells us how he got there and why Delmonico's is a staple in a place where great restaurants come and go. Speaking of longtime success, you'll also meet L.J. Harness, a great rock drummer who also sells luxury cars and puts on the biggest Christmas event of the year every year at the Westgate Hotel. And finally, on luxury living, Vegas style, Gady Medrano tells us about the Las Vegas housing boom, while your Vegas insider, Scott Robin of VitalVegas.com, tells us the best way to find out what to see in Vegas when you're in Vegas.
Old black magic has me in its spell.
Old black magic that you weave so well.
Everyone has their favorite restaurant when they come out to Las Vegas. Mine happens to be Delmonico's at the Venetian Hotel. I love their food. I've been going there for, I think, since they've opened the place. I love it. And we're going to talk to the chef, the head chef over there, Ronnie Rainwater. He was born and raised in Southern California. Grew up in his kitchen, and you, as I understand it, Chef Rainwater, you were hanging around your grandmother, right, from the South, and kind of just wanted to taste whatever she was making and so forth.
That is exactly correct. She was a great, great cook, you know, typical kind of homemaker, but she was always in the kitchen baking great things, and just the aromas, the smells, I kind of gravitated right by our wayside, and I guess the interest probably in the beginning was more the eating part than even the cooking part.
Yeah.
Where it started.
Well, you know, and it's one of those things, too, where when you're around those people, my grandmother was like that, too. They just had, it just was instinctual. So I guess you get that idea of all these spices and smells and stuff, and, it's you want to capture. That's really an artist's work.
Yeah, you know, there wasn't a lot of cookbooks that she was referring to. There wasn't a lot of, you know, recipe cards or anything like that. It was the instincts. It was the tasting, the feel. It was definitely from the heart.
And then from there, you go to culinary school in Portland, which, of course, Pacific Northwest is a whole other cuisine. Was that kind of interesting, kind of blending that environment and what's important there with what you grew up with from maybe more of a Southern flair?
Yeah, you know, growing up in Southern California, just the climate change and just the city itself was a big adjustment, you know, from sunshine to rain. But then, you know, I got to see ingredients in the Pacific Northwest that I wasn't, you know, didn't get a chance to see in Southern California. So, you know, those ingredients and really just opening my eyes to new techniques and things.
And then you have kind of an interesting job that, and then we're going to talk about Delmonico's, I promise. But one of the interesting jobs you had is an internship at the Playboy Mansion in Beverly Hills. What was that like? I mean, were all your friends wanting invites, or what was that like?
Yeah, that was definitely a lot of requests for invites. You know, what that really opened my mind and my career to was, you know, high profile, high end clientele, working with some of the best ingredients, you know, in the world, which was one thing that I hadn't really had a chance to see, whether it was, you know, big Oscar parties with caviar and, you know, the world's best caviar and the world's best champagne, things like that. That's really where the high profile end of my career really started.
So then in 99, you move over to Delmonico's at the Venetian, working with Emeril. Had to be an exciting thing because, as you say, you got to be around not only celebrity but all these incredible ingredients. And now you go with a guy who is one of the top chefs in the world and so forth. Was that just really like a dream come true for you at that point?
Yeah, it really was. You know, that was when the chef world and the celebrity chef restaurant in Vegas just started. That wave hadn't really started yet. But, you know, just seeing him on TV, he was definitely, you know, inspirational and definitely, you know, he gave you a goal to shoot for. But, you know, the Las Vegas scene hadn't quite reached where it is now. You know, I don't know how much of a risk it was, but I think, you know, we were transitioning from the 99-cent buffet and, you know, $5 steak and lobster to, you know, celebrity chef steakhouse. And that was something big.
What I think is great, and we'll talk about Delmonico's now, is the restaurant has been there a long time, hasn't lost its appeal. And, you know, you talk about a lot of celebrity restaurants, but I think Delmonico's is so good that, you know, it's Emeril's, but at the same time, it stands on its own, right? You don't need the chef's name. That place is just an incredible steakhouse.
I agree. You know, Emeril's name is not on the door. So, you know, believe it or not, some people don't realize it's his restaurant. You know, we've been there for almost 20 years. So I have been there for almost that whole length of time. You know, I think we're a reliable restaurant. You know, with all of the things that happened in Las Vegas, you know, there was a while there where every year there was a big resort being built and great restaurants put in. And I feel like we've held our own. We cater to, you know, locals. We have a great local clientele, but we also have that convention traveler that comes through town, you know, once a year. And we've seen those people for 15 plus years. So I like to think we're doing something right.
There's no question about it. And the part that really interests me is the consistency of the place. I mean, it's not that the menu doesn't change. It does. But, you know, particularly steak, but really anything, you know it's going to be good. I mean, and while I imagine that puts a lot of pressure, you got to take a lot of pride in that, too, and the fact that, you know, you don't hear many people have a problem with Delmonico's. You might hear it. I mean, it's so competitive. But this one place, I've always heard nothing but positive things.
Yeah, you know, that's what we really strive to do. Consistency is important. And, you know, going back to that, maybe that convention traveler that comes once a year or twice a year, you know, they're remembering that previous experience. So we have to provide that for them. You know, it really is a competitive market. We have an identity with our aged steaks and hand-cut steaks, but, you know, we still work with, you know, seasonal ingredients, and we have menu changes reflecting that, and we try to, you know, hold events that reflect that as well, whether it's a truffle event, you know, during that time of year. But yeah, it's really about being consistent. It's a tough thing to do in the world where our guests are more educated with food and where food comes from and how it should be prepared. So it is a tough thing to do, but I think we do a pretty good job with being consistent.
Now, there are great steaks all over town, but there's one thing you guys do that, to me, is as good as any steak I've ever eaten anywhere in the world, and that's the bone-in ribeye. I just love that. Is there some secret to what you do? Because, my gosh, I couldn't do that at home, I'll tell you. It's just a wonderful piece of... I mean, what's the secret behind that, Chef?
Yeah, well, I mean, the idea is that hopefully you can do it at home so you can come see us more often.
Yeah, right.
You know, one of the things we really, really pride ourselves on is sourcing good ingredients. So from day one, we've used USDA primer. And then we house age. You know, that's something that, you know, a lot of restaurants do is dry age beef. We do it in the restaurant. We house since day one. We hand cut our steaks. So when you source, you know, good ingredients and respect them and treat them right, the end result is usually pretty good. You know, even that being said, you know, recently we've partnered up and teamed up with Creekstone Farms, which is a great farm out of Kansas. All Angus, you know, beef out of Kansas, still prime. So, you know, even 20 years, almost 20 years later, we're still looking at, you know, our identity and making sure that we're sourcing good quality beef and treating that right.
More with Chef Ronnie Rainwater of Delmonico's Restaurant at the Venetian Hotel in just a moment. But first, want to talk a little about our great sponsor, the Neon Museum in Las Vegas. Okay, first of all, it's a must stop. You can't miss it. It's a great attraction here in Las Vegas, a world-class museum. And they've got something going on that I want to talk about for a few minutes called Brilliant. It's a new show. It's a 360-degree audio-visual immersion experience that uses advanced technology to reanimate some monumental examples of the Neon Museum's iconic signs. It's all about the signs of Las Vegas and so forth. It's incredible to see. The music is great. The history is great. You don't want to miss it. It's the Neon Museum, and the show is called Brilliant. For more information, you got to go to their website. It's neonmuseum.org, just like it sounds. Tickets are $23, well worth every penny, and it's 30 minutes Wednesday through Sunday, right at sunset. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Steve and Maggi, coast to coast on the BizTalk Radio Network.
If you're trying to win her heart, I recommend...
The action is hot, the atmosphere cool, and the parking is free. The Orleans Hotel and Casino, over 1,800 rooms, 70 lanes of bowling, an 18-screen movie theater, 8,000-seat arena, fabulous dining, virtual reality, a giant race and sports book, and the biggest stars are in the Orleans showroom. The Orleans Hotel and Casino, 2 blocks west of the Strip, minutes from the airport, with rooms starting at $45. This is how you Vegas. The Orleans Hotel and Casino. Visit OrleansCasino.com.
Angstrom Minerals represent a quantum leap in nutrition. Liquid minerals offer a more concentrated and quicker boost because they integrate into the body faster. Unlike that handful of pills you take every day, Angstrom Minerals bypass digestion and go directly to the cells. Try Angstrom Minerals for your body, your health, and your life. Register online and use your account to save 5% off your retail order every time you shop. Some restrictions apply. Please visit elementalresearchinc.com.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV. On your time.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Now, let's return to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
You're listening to Ronnie Rainwater, the longtime executive chef at Delmonico Steakhouse, located in the Venetian Hotel's Restaurant Row. Well, and that's an interesting part of your philosophy is this idea of the freshest and the best. I mean, I understand you even have cure your own bacon and so forth, right? Or, you know, through the applewood and so forth. Yeah. Having that kind of ownership of it, is that a comfort to you, too, in the sense that, you know, okay, I'm charged to put out this incredible meal, I want to have that kind of all that activity in the restaurant, even though maybe that makes it harder.
Absolutely. I mean, that's something that, you know, Chef Emeril has given his chefs is that creative freedom. Obviously, we know who he is. We know what our identity is. But, you know, to have that, that's something that not a lot of chefs do get a chance to partake in unless they own their own restaurant is to be able to come up with great ideas and you know, listen, ideas come from everywhere. Sometimes your own guests, you know, I had a guest kind of tip me off to this bone-in pork belly, and, you know, we were able to source it, and that's how we come up with doing this bone-in bacon, you know. It's we like to put together like little science projects in the restaurant sometimes. So we just started playing around with this bone-in pork belly, and next thing you know, it's one of our most popular appetizers.
You know, it seems like there's not as much movement from your restaurants than you see in other places. Is that because you think that Emeril and that whole philosophy of kind of letting you take the ball a little bit? You know, I mean, obviously there's the standards are there, but you have that creativity. I mean, is that one of those things where why move around if you can have that sort of creativity, that sort of thing at your disposal?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, my time with Chef Emeril has, you know, I started as a cook. So not only do you have that creative freedom, but you've had that opportunity to learn within the group, be promoted within the group. And really, it's kind of your destiny. You take the bull by the horns and, you know, whatever you wanted to achieve, you can. Your resources are there with a lot of long tenured employees. You know, I'm one of the you know, almost 20 year, but we have some 20, 25 plus year employees around our restaurant group that, you know, we just continue to learn, continue to teach. And I've been one to want to plant my roots somewhere. And I did that, you know, in 1999. And it's really, really worked out for me.
You're there in the Venetian. There's all sorts of competition just up what they call Restaurant Row, up and down there. Does that kind of, do you like that? I mean, does that kind of keep you on your toes? Is it a friendly competition? Because, I mean, right next door to you, there can be a great restaurant, you know, and then the one past that and so forth.
Absolutely. It does. It does. It does. It, you know, it's it's a challenge, you know, that we were the only steakhouse for a while. And then, you know, as the Palazzo opened up, which we're kind of right in the middle there, you know, there's more. But, you know, I believe there's enough for everyone as well. You know, I do like friendly competition. I'm a competitive guy. But I do think with the rate that this city has grown and the travelers that come through town, there is enough for every restaurant to really thrive. I tend to worry about what we're doing more than anyone else, because I think if we take care of that, then we'll be just fine. And I think that's been proven. So, but yes, I, you know, having neighbors that that provide great meals as well keeps you on your toes for sure.
Well, and last question, you know, Delmonico's is famous for making sure everybody leaves happy and so forth. Now, you're a great steakhouse. I know it's tough to probably when people order something well done and stuff, although I have a friend that always orders the stuff well done, never sends it back, which is almost unheard of, right? Because you guys managed to do it and it tastes good. Do you cringe a little bit when you do the well done, though? Tell the truth.
No, honestly, it does not bother me. We're there to make people happy, and if that's what that does, then that's what we'll continue to do.
But if somebody loves a steak, right, what would you recommend? They go, all right, you know, chef's choice. How would you recommend it? If I'm going to come in there and I say, I want the best ribeye you got, what do you recommend?
Yeah, I mean, definitely that bone-in ribeye has been a staple of ours for a long time. And, you know, my preference is medium. You know, I like it cooked just enough, right?
Is that because it's marbled, chef? Because people always think medium rare and stuff. Is that because it's more marbled, so medium works for it, or what?
There is a point where a rare steak could be, you know, a ribeye could be a little tough if you don't break down some of that connective tissue. So just cooking that to that point for me is what works. But, you know, I'm never going to deter anyone from ordering it the way they like.
Well, Chef Ronnie, we love what you're doing at Delmonico's. Just keep doing it, and we'll keep coming there. Thanks so much, Chef. Really appreciated chatting with you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
From the world of great steaks, let's head out and meet a man responsible for one of the holiday's biggest events in Las Vegas. In Las Vegas, you end up with people that are from all over the world, some great professions. They come here and they just love it here. And we have one of the cases, LJ Harness. Now, he is a rock drummer, played for years. We're going to talk to him about that. He's also one of America's finest Cadillac dealers and produces a really special charitable event around Christmas time, Toys for Tots. People around here just love it. They go crazy. LJ, thanks. Now, you were a member of the band Hoochie, and you decided to come out here. How does somebody from that world end up in Las Vegas working Cadillacs?
As I explain, I've had that question a lot of times. And first of all, thank you, gentlemen, for inviting me back in. Of course, my friendship with the voice of God, John, and you, it's a big deal. So I appreciate it very much. But rock and roll in the car business goes hand in hand. It's the closest thing to rock and roll I could find for a straight gig. They allow me, thanks to Cadillac, knowing how important it is to give back, pay it forward, to where they allow me to be LJ, especially working for, like you said, one of the top premier luxury Cadillac dealerships in the United States, which is Finley Cadillac in the Auto Mall in Henderson, which is the edge of Las Vegas. And not knowing when I transferred out here from the west coast of Florida 10 years ago with Cadillac that I would be sucked back into the music business, and bam, start setting in with a lot of the great entertainers, and they go, why in the hell aren't you playing, LJ? And I go, I've been there and done that. But I found a niche representing Cadillac, tying in with a very reputable, respected local charity, bringing live entertainment. And it's amazing how the media wants to embrace a good story. So I found this perfect formula, and I'm back kicking ass on the drums a couple times a month and daily representing Cadillac at the same time.
You'll hear more from the man behind the Las Vegas Toys for Tots annual Christmas concert, LJ Harness, in just a few moments. I'm excited to welcome a new sponsor to Vegas Never Sleeps, the wonderful Orleans Hotel, conveniently located near the Strip Airport, and right next to the new home of the Las Vegas Raiders. You can get it all, great lodging, great food and entertainment, at the Orleans Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Manji, coast to coast on the BizTalk Radio Network.
Little girl, you're the one girl for me, little girl. You're as sweet as can be, just a glance at you meant love from the...
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness, or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair, and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Being a business owner or entrepreneur can feel lonely. Unless your friends have walked the same path, they just don't understand your passion. How many times have you been asked, when are you going to get a real job? And when you finally do make it big, all of a sudden the doubters tell you they always knew you would. Does this sound familiar? You see, at BizBot, we understand the road you're on because we're on the same path. That's why we created a club just for you. Meet other people on the same path you're on and get content that will help you grow your business. All for only $49.95 a year. And if you join today, you can get your first 30 days free with promo code RADIO. This is a limited time offer, so try it for free. And who knows, you might be able to help other members. Simply go to bizbod.com and enter promo code RADIO.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk.
Online
at biztalkradio.com.
You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
You are listening to rock star and philanthropist L.J. Harness. You call yourself a self-professed old rocker with an edge, and I love that.
That's
so
funny.
Talk a little about the edge you got, because you're an interesting guy.
Well, I'll tell you, when I came out here, I started setting in with some of the great musicians and entertainers. They would almost say, hey, you got to back it up, back it off a little bit, LJ. You know, I am from the old school. I always played with older musicians and entertainers, and they mentored me. They taught me. It's one thing to be a drummer, but it's more than that to be an entertainer. And even what I do for Cadillac, you got to have an edge. It's an image. It's a package to where people remember you. And being on stage, if it's 10 people or 10,000, you never know who that one person is that's out in the audience. And, of course, I had Clyde Davis, the god of the record business, for many years, discovered everyone from Whitney to go on down the list in a little beach club, St. Pete Beach. Many years ago, he brought in Keith Emerson. It must have been 20 people in the club. We got our first record deal because of that. But there again, we were on our toes. You know, you take no prisoners when you walk on stage. To this day, and I'm going to be 67 years old in a couple months. Been playing 57 years, the drums still. When I walk in anywhere, I want people to notice me because I'm there representing Cadillac. If it's our homeless veterans, animals' rights for no-kill animal shelters, abused women and children, you got to have an edge just to make sure you're getting everyone's attention at the right time.
Well, if you're a visitor to Vegas, then let's say they've been thinking about Cadillac because it's a great car. It's been a great car since I was a little kid, and they want to meet a rock drummer. It's okay for them to drive up and say hi in Henderson, I would imagine.
Most definitely. And I'll tell you what's really cool, and I shared this story with John, I think, last time. I do a lot of shows in this town, sponsored by Finley Cadillac. And I was getting ready to go out on stage with Boyd Gaming, the Suncoast, one of our local hotel casinos. And a very famous comedian, the star of the Los Angeles Comedy Club, Sammy Shore. His son is Pauly Shore. Right. And, of course, Sammy, he's pushing 90 years old now and still stands up. And he sees me at all the charity events. He always, hey, Cadillac, how you doing? So I'm getting ready to go on stage. I'm going to perform and promote the Marine Corps Toys for Tots show. And I'm thinking, how's he going to introduce me? Yeah. And all of a sudden, he's setting the crowd up. He goes, this next young man that we're bringing out, that is, if we can get him to come out, because he's very shy and very backwards, which anyone that knows me is just the opposite. And he introduces me, the Cadillac of drummers, L.J. Harness. And I thought, what a cool tag, because when we were growing up, everything was compared to a Cadillac. The Cadillac of washer and dryers. The Cadillac of this gorgeous new housing development, whatever. So I took that as a major compliment, and that's just part of the tag I have.
Well, that's great. You know, and as a great rock drummer, I got to take this opportunity to ask you, who are your heroes? I mean, like,
Does Neil Peart come to mind, or is it Buddy Rich before that?
That's funny. The Professor, yes, from Rush, Neil Peart. When I took on his music, it made me a better drummer. I love challenges. But if you read my bio, and that's under Larry Joe Harness, which I was known, I had the opportunity to go see The Who, their first American tour, at a county fairgrounds in Muncie, Indiana. And my guitar player's mother was the newspaper critic. So we got to go that afternoon when they were setting up. Greyhound bus pulls up, and, you know, where all the suitcases and luggage is pulled out. I saw these guys pulling out brand-new Sun amplifiers with the price tag still on it. I thought that was kind of unusual. After a sound check, we're in the dressing room with Keith Moon, Roger Daltrey, and the drum roadie going through a stack of cracked cymbals. I've never seen a cracked cymbal. Make a long story short, I got to stand right behind Keith Moon that night, 1966, 67. He changed my life because Keith Moon attacked his drums. He would attack it. And everybody in The Who was a lead guitar player, a lead bass player, a lead drummer, along with Roger Daltrey, but it worked. So that probably had more influence because he just doesn't play the groove pocket. He's a very busy drummer, but it made sense. From him to Ringo, which the Beatles is what got me started. And after that first night on Ed Sullivan in 64, my father took me to see the Beatles that summer at the Indiana State Fair, and tickets were $5.
Wow. Wait, what is it about drummers? You got to tell me, because, I mean, Keith Moon was a maniac, you know. He put right explosives in there. And, I mean, I think even the guy that did Billy Joel's tour, or his regular guy, he pulls his pants down at part of the act. And
right.
What is it about you guys?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's just there's something that always I'm hypnotized and drawn in by a drummer. You brought up Buddy Rich. I got to see Buddy Rich and meet him in high school. And that guy, he can do more with just his left hand than most guys can do with both hands. And still, he had an edge. I mean, and very cocky, but he could back it up, you know. And then seeing so many drummers through the years, it's amazing. I love to go see a band. There's always something you can learn, something to add to your own style, or something you want thinking, do I do that? And I don't like that, you know, and that's what's cool. And drummers, you can have a half-ass band with a great drummer and the band is much better.
Right.
It's just a fact. And through the years, I've seen so many drummers. And, of course, I'd come back with something I can always add.
And you like Vegas in the sense that you're seeing these guys coming in all the time.
Right on.
Do you like doing that and taking a look and seeing, like, you know, kind of listing more of these guys in your mind who are up in the greats and who are just the so-sos?
Sure. Yeah, and I'll tell you what, you're hitting on some hot points right there. Getting back to what I said when I first came here, though, I'm being told you got to back off. You're a little too powerful and all this. And it really, at first, it discouraged me. I said, you know, screw that. If you want LJ, you're getting the full package, because I am from the old school to where when I come on stage, I'm there to make everybody on stage with me better. And knowing your place, there's something to that. But don't put handcuffs on LJ if you ask me to come on stage, okay? And the big smile, you know, it's contagious. Positive energy, a smile on stage, interacting with your bandmates, the audience sees that. And the energy just starts bouncing back and forth off each other, so
And that makes sense why you're so into the Cadillac brand and so forth. You always want to be the best. And, of course, that's when you think of American cars in particular, most people would say Cadillac.
You know, that's just a fact. And I'm all about demographics, being the marketing promotions manager, working for John Sachs, a phenomenal, passionate general manager that saw something in me to where he allows me to be LJ and represent the Finley family, which gives millions of dollars back to this community yearly. And, of course, Cadillac, it was something we used to think, oh, that's our grandparents and parents' image. No, no, no. The industry people in this town, I'm talking from the age of 23 to, say, 53. It's amazing how many people that are younger driving a Cadillac now. Cadillac is back to being cool like it was when we were growing up. And then again, for Cadillac and the Finley Auto Group to understand how important it is to get involved in the community, support those great charities, and I get to represent that.
One of the things when you talk to people, what kind of made that comeback was when they started putting the Led Zeppelin music. You know, been a long time since I rock and rolled and get it. What a great What a great marketing piece.
You know, that you give me goosebumps because it was, I forget what year, of the Super Bowl. Yeah. Halftime. That's when more people are tuned in, right before the half game, halftime show. And I think that might have been the year Michael Jackson performed. I'm not sure. But all of a sudden, the TV screen went dark for just a couple seconds. All of a sudden, you hear the intro with the drums. And then all you see is these headlights come on, and this XLR, the hardtop two-door convertible, comes shooting out of a mountain tunnel. That was a powerful statement. This isn't your granddaddy's caddy anymore.
Well, let's talk about the Toys for Tots thing, because everybody's heard of Toys for Tots. But here in Vegas, what you guys do is really above and beyond. They do it at the Westgate. What would you get the idea to bring in these great local acts? And everybody, you know, if you just give a little there, you can get a ticket to this thing. And it's a great show. People look forward to it.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm blessed. My grandparents and parents instilled in me growing up, you know, you give back. And when I came out here 10 years ago, I had this vision because I've been supporting the Marine Corps Toys for Tots toy drive for years as an entertainer and with Cadillac back in Florida. I thought, hell, it's the entertainment capital of the world. How can I make a good idea bigger? And I went to my first general manager, had to beg for $500 for this idea. I just happened to stumble into the new Hard Rock Cafe on the Las Vegas Strip. I waited 20 minutes to meet a general manager that didn't have time for me. He said, get to your point. And I was intimidated, and I introduced myself. He goes, seriously, tell me what you need because I'm real busy. I want to put on a Marine Corps Toys for Tots, a Las Vegas headlining show. This big burly guy, this general manager of the Hard Rock, stands up, puts his right hand out, and goes, I'm a Marine. There's fate right there.
More with drummer L.J. Harness in a moment. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi, coast to coast on the Biz Talk Radio Network.
The action is hot, the atmosphere cool, and the parking is free. The Orleans Hotel and Casino, over 1,800 rooms, 70 lanes of bowling, an 18-screen movie theater, 8,000-seat arena, fabulous dining, virtual reality, a giant race and sports book, and the biggest stars are in the Orleans showroom. The Orleans Hotel and Casino, 2 blocks west of the Strip, minutes from the airport, with rooms starting at $45. This is how you Vegas. The Orleans Hotel and Casino. Visit OrleansCasino.com.
When you go to Las Vegas, you have to know what you're going to go see, and there's no better place on the web to go than VitalVegas.com. You hear Scott Robin, our Vegas insider, every week. What are people going to find when they go to your site, Scott?
Everything you need to know about Las Vegas, from shows and restaurants and a lot of inside dirt that you won't hear anywhere else.
And a lot of photos, too, and a lot of snark, right?
That is the case, yes.
You can't miss it. VitalVegas.com.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex.
More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Welcome back to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
Back now with rock drummer and the man who each year organizes the always sold out Toys for Tots concert at the Westgate Hotel, LJ Harness.
He gave me the showroom. I didn't even know one entertainer at that point. He said every band in Las Vegas wants to say they played the hard rock. So he supplied the entertainment. I only had a $500 check. We raised $22,000 that first year. This fast forward to this year being the 10th year. I'll have a check probably for around $40,000 donated by Finley Cadillac to produce the show. David Perico, my music director, who's so well respected, will have a 25-piece rock orchestra. And, of course, you're talking about all the entertainers. Zoe Bowie, who is pretty much Mr. Las Vegas, one of my dear brothers. This will be his 9th year. He's one of our seniors coming back. We're going to be bringing so many headliners to this show. The guys from Rock Vault, which is phenomenal. And, of course, my dear friend who's going to be really featured, Robbie Steinhardt, the original violinist and vocalist of the band Kansas. So we're going to be coming out doing Dust in the Wind, Carry On Wayward Son, with a 25-piece rock orchestra, country rock, classic rock, vintage Vegas, musicians, comedians, of course, Murray. Everyone knows Murray from America Got Talent. He's another one. This will be probably his 7th or 8th year. But it's going to be at the Westgate on December 15th. That's a Saturday night, starting the day after Thanksgiving. Bring in your new unwrapped toys, the $20 value or greater. It's amazing. People bring in hundreds of dollars of new unwrapped toys to our dealership in Henderson at the auto mall at Finley Cadillac, but we raised $251,000 in new unwrapped toys in 3 weeks last year. And of course, we use the local Marine Riders, 501c3. And our slogan is, and we can look you in the eye, what's donated in Vegas stays in Vegas, knowing when we all wake up on Christmas morning, The gift comes back to us that we made a difference for a lot of families and children in Las Vegas.
And for folks that are visiting, they're certainly welcome to this as long as they bring their toys, right?
That's right. And here's the deal. This is in the historic Elva showroom. Used to be the International, then it was the Hilton, then it was the LVH, and of course now the Westgate. And the Westgate embraces this. And it's about 2,000 seats, and it'll be sold out this year. So we encourage all our listeners, reach out to Finley Cadillac, ask for LJ. And we have so many people from out of town, out of state, out of the country. We'll fly in just to be part of this great charity.
That's good. What's the website for it?
Actually, I don't know. Actually, you can go to FinleyCadillac.com.
That's right. And you can always look it up, too, and read about you as well on, you know.
That's right. And I'm not afraid to give this out. My personal cell number, 941-780-8788. If someone wants to give me a call, I'll give you all the lowdown that you need. But, again, I want to thank you all. And we'll be talking, I'm sure, as we get closer. And, of course, you're going to have your VIP tickets to come. We might even put you in a Santa Claus suit, you know.
Well, I'd be happy to do it. It's for a great cause. Yeah. LJ, thanks a lot. We hope to have you on again real soon.
God bless you. Let's keep rocking, everybody.
Time now for our weekly feature, Luxury Living Vegas Style, with Gady Medrano, star of Flipping Vegas on A&E. I just saw something in the Wall Street Journal that talked about, you know, this was the number one market. Now, you come from the Bay Area. You've seen boom markets before. How does this differentiate from what you saw in the Bay Area?
Well, I was working in the Bay Area for many, many years before I moved to Las Vegas, and I'm still licensed there, so I still keep up with both. But the difference is really obvious to me because the Bay Area, their prices are astronomical, and the growth and the job increase doesn't reflect that in the way, or the population increase as well. In fact, people are leaving. So with here, it's different. It's actually organic growth because people need homes because we're getting more people. It's just that simple. So I get a little bothered when I see all these articles, oh, the prices are going up, and this sounds like because they're supposed to, more people, more homes, and prices go up. There's a demand, and that's just economics 101. That's what we need to supply. And some of these new home builders can't even keep up with it, but it's creating more jobs in terms of the construction sector and other parts. So it's a good thing, and it's different in the sense of, because it is newer, it is supposed to increase. But we're actually not back to pre-recession prices. So to say that it's a bubble and it's supposed to, you know, it's not. We're not even back to that time. And just general inflation would have put us there. So we're at a really, really great pace.
You can find out more about Gady at her website, Gady, spelled G-A-D-Y, realestate.com. Time now for a few moments with your Vegas insider, Scott Robin of VitalVegas.com. Vegas 7, which was kind of a cool magazine, stopped publishing. So with that in mind, and people come down here, and I know, you know, obviously the first place to go to Vital Vegas, you know, listen to Vegas Never Sleeps. But is there one magazine that if you want to grab in town is particularly helpful to the new visitor?
Well, Vegas 7 is going out of print. They will still probably have an online component, but it really has gotten to be a very short list of publications. Their Las Vegas Weekly is the one that will be the kind of last magazine standing. There's a lot of magazines here in Las Vegas. It has a lot of the kind of, they're all kind of advertorial. Like, they have a very close relationship with the resort, so you're not going to actually get journalism so much. You're going to get kind of PR advertising mix. The Review Journal, of course, is little, maybe not as objective as it used to be. Now it has been purchased by a gentleman by the name of Sheldon Adelson, who has made it very clear that certain topics have to be shifted. And so I honestly don't know. I say go to blogs. I say go to the review sites. I say go to the podcast because we're not beholden to anyone. Some podcasts may have advertising, but for the most part, it's not resorts. So you're gonna get the straight scoop from a podcast or a blog. I'm totally objective on that subject. Totally not objective, but I still think that blogs and podcasts are the way to go, and I think they're more trusted and they're more authentic, and they are obligated to tell you if they're taking advertising dollars from the people that we're writing about or talking about. I don't take a dollar, so I can say or do anything I want.
Well, thanks for listening. Hey, make sure to check us out next week as you'll meet Eddie O, who begins a regular feature on the show regarding fine wines and power entertaining. In case you didn't hear our conversation with Eddie earlier in the month, Eddie is America's first master sommelier, and he'll go ahead and discuss with us how you can make your holiday seem extra special this year. Have a great weekend. This is Stephen Maggi reminding you, Vegas never sleeps. Viva!
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.